In this video, I'll tell you how to find your life purpose in 5 minutes. The video I'm going to try and keep under 5 minutes. So it's like find your life purpose in 5 minutes and I teach you how to do it in under 5 minutes. This is based on what works. It's based on a whole bunch of studies. There's a lot of data and stuff behind this and it's very effective. So if you have 5 minutes, watch this video and I guarantee you'll find your life purpose, which is kind of why you clicked, right? So life purpose can be described as what you are supposed to be doing on Earth, your mission, the reason you're here, the thing that you're really good at, and it also connects with what people need, and it also connects with what you can get paid for. It's kind of this thing in the middle of all of these areas, which is known as your ikigai. You might have heard this term, right? It all kind of describes the same thing. The thing you should be doing that you're good at, that you enjoy, that you get paid a lot for, and that people want, and that people need, essentially. So how do you do it? Well, first you're going to set a timer on your phone for 5 minutes. Okay, after this video has ended. And you're basically going to sit down and you're going to get a journal or a piece of paper and you're going to write, first you're going to write down, who are you? And this might sound easy, but it's not that easy. So just give yourself like a minute or so to write this down. Who are you? And what you'll probably find is you describe yourself in terms of what you do, what you have done, and what you will do. This is not really who you are, but it's fine to write it down because this is going to give you a better idea. If you want to really know who you are, watch my other videos, but For the purposes of this, who you are, you're going to write something like what you do, what you enjoy doing, etc., and what you want to do. That's fine. The next is you need to write down on another page or, you know, on a separate section, what do you love to do? What things, and you can make a list of up to 5-10 things, the things you really love to do the most, that you really, like when you're doing it, time just flies, you're super passionate about it, you enjoy it, you can talk about it for hours, those things, right? Write them down. Ideally, write the top 3 to 5, the things that you feel the most passionate about. Underneath that, or kind of alongside each of those things, write down who you do those things for. Do you do them for yourself or do you do them for others? It's fine, either way, just write it down alongside each one. Now, if you do them for other people, write down what do those people need and kind of expand on that a little bit, like really what do they need? And then next, alongside the same people, right, write down how do those people change or transform their lives as a result of what you do? And so what you're really looking for in this piece of paper is you're looking for an area where all of those things match up. You're looking for where you can find something that you love doing, you're good at, you consider it part of your identity, like you consider that part of who you are, and it's to help, and it helps other people, and also their lives transform and they need it. When you find a mixture of all of those things, it might take you a couple of times of doing this. This is kind of like 5-minute exercise. When you find a mixture of all of those things, it's essentially your ikigai, your purpose. And then from that point, it's just a case of, okay, how do I take that thing and turn it into a business where I can actually do it? I can actually help people do the thing I love and get paid for it. And I'm good at it and I can learn and practice and stuff. So that is a different question. And I'm going to tell you that as well because we have a bit of extra time. So the way you do that is you need to set up systems. Systems which let you share your information or knowledge about the thing you love doing, your passion, your purpose, your hobby, etc., in a way that you can get paid for it, and it also helps people for free. Like, it should help the majority of people for free. And then you also set up a system which lets, let's say, 1, 2, or 3% of those people, it gives them the option to buy something from you in the form of like a course, an ebook, an audio thing, a coaching program, whatever it is, where you can help them in a deeper way. So that's literally the secret, okay? You need to take the information, package it in a way that you can help people, like on videos, articles, etc., and stuff like that, and then offer a small percentage of your audience a product, like a video course or something. Now, that is the secret that will let you do anything you want to do from wherever you want in the world. You'll be able to achieve passive income, work for yourself while traveling and doing whatever you want to do with your time. That is the big secret. That is how you escape the matrix yourself and actually do it in a way that you're doing something you love, you're helping the world, you're working, you're living your purpose. Everyone is happy, right? Now, I do explain how to do this in the Freedom Tribe. The link is in the description. It's a system. I basically teach you how to do what I do, which is to share videos and stuff about what I love and I'm passionate about, and then get a passive income and be able to work from anywhere in the world. I've been doing this for many years. Now, I know this is probably a little bit longer than 5 minutes. I'm just gonna give you one bonus thing here, and that is that excitement is the key. So if you're watching this and you're thinking, I don't know what I like doing, you know, I'm not passionate about anything, That's fine. The chances are, if you do feel that way, you're probably on the younger side, maybe under 30, and that's fine. Okay, all you need to do in that case is just do more things. Even if you don't feel like doing them, if let's say if you've never done archery before, just do it. Just do it one time, and then just make sure that for the next year you do as many different things as you possibly can. Really random stuff that you would never normally do. Things that you've never done and that you would never normally decide to go and do. Obviously, try and focus on the things that you do want to do as well. But if you just feel like, I don't really want to do anything, then just follow what is the most exciting thing that is not just watching TV. Okay? Because if you haven't done much, if you're young, the chances are the most exciting thing you can think about is, oh, I just want to play video games and watch TV. Video games, maybe. Okay, you can become a gamer, you can make that your life purpose. Okay? It's very competitive, but it's possible. TV, probably not, unless you go on Gogglebox or something. So yeah, just make a list of the things that you are most excited about and just plan them out for the next year. Just do them. And then after you've done that for a year, right, after you've spent a year doing all these random new things, the chances are very high that you will have found one or two of them that you really love doing. And then you can just go back to the start of this video and just go through that exercise and carry on like normal. So that's it. Check out the Freedom Tribe, links in the description. Leave a comment letting me know what you think your life purpose is.